I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sudan's transitional government agreed to send ousted dictator Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court. Bashir has been wanted by the ICC since 2009. Bashir ruled Sudan with an iron fist for 30 years. Transitional leaders promised justice to his victims when they took the helm 2 years ago. And Abraham, with a program for theological education by extension, describes more good news at her website. Last month, PTEE held online classes for believers. Please pray this training will help Arabic-speaking Christian leaders grow in their faith and disciple others.
In spite of all these challenges and difficulties, we praise the Lord for the encouraging news. They like to study the Bible, have groups at home, and they are continuing to study with us.
A severe heat and drought continue to torment Central Asia. Two provinces in Kazakhstan have lost over 2,000 domestic animals amid water shortages. Farmers fear they may lose this season's harvest. It's all part of a drier trend in the region over the last 30 years. Eric Mock of the Slavic Gospel Association.
The same dry trend that we've seen in the U.S. is the same dry trend that they're seeing in Far East Russia and through Central Asia. And Central Asia was already a very arid climate. It's the land of camels. Difficult land to farm. In the middle of this drought, we've seen photographs of water wells that are just completely dry with just an old bucket and people not knowing where they're even going to get a bucket of water.
SGA has responded by equipping local churches to help their neighbors in need, and you can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving at missionnews.org.